Hello there, everyone, and welcome to our new episode. Just like always, thank you guys for listening. Today's subject is... What is the difference between being selfish and self-caring? Self-care is always confused with selfishness, but it means something completely different, and I will explain what the difference is, and why it is so important to take care of yourself as well. For example, in the case of illness of someone close to you, you allow yourself to be completely sucked into the suffering of the other, at the risk of taking over the emotions of the sick person and taking them with you. It requires so much energy from you that your own battery runs out quickly. If you do not charge it, this will have consequences for your own well-being. As a result, you have so little energy and vitality that you become irritable and overtired. Self-care is very important here. If you don't take good care of yourself, you can no longer take good care of others. The opposite of selfishness is codependence. Dependent people push their own selves and their personal interest into the background. They are focused on seeing everything you have as abundance and not needing anything. They feel they are needy, yet they pass on what they need for themselves. They efface themselves in favor of the other and forget to take good care of themselves. Selfishness means you feed yourself well, but you don't pass on what you have left. A person who is selfish does not believe that he could ever have anything left. He will never feel like he has something to give. He keeps everything to himself and everything revolves around him. He has little to nothing for anyone else. With dependence, you feed yourself a little bit and you immediately pass on what you need for yourself as a reserve. As a result, you do not take good care of yourself and you are dependent on others. Between selfishness and codependence lies healthy self-care. You've probably heard this saying, if you don't take care of yourself, you can't take good care of someone else. But what exactly is this? In healthy self-care, you take good care of yourself and make sure that you always have a reserve. What do you mean by that, you may ask? You need this reserve for the times when you need a little more or less, for the days when you have to take care of yourself more intensively than usual because life challenges you or even gives you trials. With healthy self-care, you take good care of yourself and therefore also for others by paying close attention to yourself and keeping an energy reserve. And you are happy to pass on what you have left, but no more than that, because otherwise you overwhelm yourself.